He later thought so, but couldn't say for sure. God knew he'd been in a weird enough mood already, and why not? How many people get to meet their creators? Well, Stephen King hadn't created Eddie Dean, a young man whose co-op city happened to be in Brooklyn rather than the Bronx, not yet, not in that year of 1977. But Eddie felt certain that in time King would. How else could he be here? Eddie nipped in ahead of the power truck, got out, and asked the sweating man with the brush hog in his hands for directions to Turtleback Lane in the town of Lovell. The Central Maine power guy passed on the directions willingly enough, then added, "If you're serious about going to Lovell today, you're going to have to use Route 93. The Bog Road, some folks call it." He raised a hand to Eddie and shook his head like a man forestalling an argument, although Eddie had not in fact said a word since asking his original question. "It's 7 miles longer, I know, and jouncy as a bugger, but you can't get through East Stoneham today. Cops have got it blocked off. State bears, local yokels, even the Oxford County Sheriff's Department." "You're kidding," Eddie said. It seemed a safe enough response. The power guy shook his head grimly. "No one seems to know exactly what's up, but there's been shooting. Automatic weapons, maybe, and explosions." He patted the battered and sawdusty walkie-talkie clip to his belt. "I've even heard the T-word once or twice this afternoon. Not surprised, either." Eddie had no idea what the T-word might be. But knew Roland wanted to get going. He could feel the gunslinger's impatience in his head, could almost see Roland's impatient finger-twirling gesture, the one that meant, "Let's go, let's go."
"I'm talking about terrorism," the power guy said, then lowered his voice. "People don't think shit like that can happen in America, buddy, but I got news for you. It can. If not today, then sooner or later. Someone's going to blow up the Statue of Liberty or the Empire State Building. That's what I think. The right-wingers, the left-wingers, or the goddamn Arabs. Too many crazy people."